The Gemara at the very end of Daf Tezayin and Beis starts the list of all the different types of tefillos that were offered at the very end of Shemona Esrei by different Tanoim and Amoraim, meaning they tried to personalize the tefillah at the end, since once Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were Masakin, a standardized version of Shemona Esrei, they had personalized tefillos that related to their life circumstances. One of the more famous formulations is that of Rav, where he davens for Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shel Shalom, in the Sefer Birchas Aaron, he explains that Rav's entire tefillah was on account of the fact that he lived in Bavel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, tells us that the existence in Bavel was the source of all of Rav's difficulties in life. And just like a person is davening, he's davening for Chaim Aruchim, because the Gemara said in Daf Heyam and Beis that when we were told Ika Sabi B'Bavel, it was surprising that there were old people in Bavel. Apparently, Bavel is not a place that's mesugal for Chaim Aruchim, for long life. And Chaim Shel Shalom is based on what the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Dalet says, that Bavel is a place of chovlim, that Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael Noam are sweet and are nice to each other in halacha, but Talmid Chacham in Bavel are chovlim zebezel halacha. They're more argumentative with each other in Bavel, and that reflects itself in the different styles of the Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. But be that as it may, the bottom line is this is a formulation of Rav's tefillah. The Aruch HaShulchan just points out, when do we say this? We say this when we're mevarich v'chodesh. So I thought it would be kedai to talk about it this week, as this coming Shabbos, we're going to be mevarich the chodesh Shvat. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simen Tav Yud Zayin Siftes that it's very difficult that we're allowed to say this at all on Shabbos, because normally you're not allowed to have bakashos on Shabbos. You're not allowed to include in your Shabbos tefillos specific requests. Yeah, in benching we say zoneinu parnaseinu, because that's part of the text of a bracha. But over here, it's not really the text of a bracha. How in the world is it that we're even allowed to say this tefillah at all? The Aruch HaShulchan further writes that this was the tefillah that Rav said not on Shabbos. He said throughout the year, he said all the time, whenever he said Shemona Esrei, that he should be given Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shel Shalom, Chaim Shel Bracha, all of that. And we added Shetchadish Aleinu HaChodesh Zeh L'Tov L'Vracha to make it conform to what we're looking for when Mevarich L'Chodesh. And he says that some people in the Sidurim, some of the Sidurim, they add Bizchus Tfilas Rav onto that tefillah, because this is Tfilas Rav. The Aruch HaShulchan Rav himself rejects that addition. He says Divrei Borus Heim, that it's a total amaratzus to add the words Bizchus Tfilas Rav, because why should our tefillos be accepted in the Zuchus that it happens to be the tefillah of Rav? So the Minchas Elazar in his Sefer Divrei Torah quotes from his grandfather that he heard that a lot of people have said this passage of Bizchus Tfilas Rav, and or at least Bizchus Tfilas Rabim, or Rav V'Rabim, and it is a mistake, but if a lot of people say it, then there's a mitzvah to try to be Melamid Zchus, try to be Miyashev, the Minhag. So what he suggests is that in order to be Choshesh, to be Miyashev, the Nusach is difficult, that it's a She'ilas Trachim, that's Aser to do on Shabbos. In order to be Yotze from that Chashash, we're misayim bizchus tefilas Rav, meaning just like when you're not able to be mekadesh l'levana bizmana, so you're only able to be mekadesh on tazayin b'chodesh. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that you say the nusach of the bracha and you yotze from a chashash bracha levatala, because you say the bracha b'derech limud Gemara. So we're saying bizchus tefilas Rav as if we're saying, oh yeah, this is what Rav said in the Gemara, like we're learning that sugya on Shabbos, but we're not actually offering this as a tefila. So he says that way you get around the issue. So the two issues that the Aruch HaShulchan raised, number one, that it's a violation of bakashas, and number two, the Aruch HaShulchan raised, that why would you say bizchus tefilas Rav? One answers the other, says the Munkatcher, says the Divrei Torah, that if you say bizchus tefilas Rav, so you're showing that you're just doing this derech limud, and that way it's not a violation of asking for bakashos on Shabbos. In the Siddur Otzer Tefilos, he wonders why would you say bizchus tefilas Rav at all? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Kabbalah tefillah in the zechus of someone who wrote the tefillah, who authored the tefillah. It's the zechus of the person who's saying the tefillah. So the Divrei Torah points out that that's not necessarily true. We daven a standard version of Shemona Esrei based on what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were misakein, because we assume partially that the zechus of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah is going to help that tefillah actually be effective. So maybe the person who authored the tefillah plays a serious role in terms of the tefillah being accepted. And you have a similar similar idea in the Siddur Rashban, where he writes, and this is all quoted in the Panina Halacha section in the back of the Masifta, where he says the Bezchus Tfilas Rabbim, that they were Mesakein, not Bezchus Tfilas Rabbim, but Bezchus Tfilas Rabbim, is also to be Miyashiv, that Kasha, that you're not allowed to ask for Bakashos on Shabbos. And the we say Bezchus Tfilas Rabbim because when you're asking for other people, you're asking for the Rabbim, that's not a Cheshash, that it's going to be Mevalbel one's Das, that it's going to mess up his Kavana, that you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. And that's why we add Bezchus Tfilas Rabbim on Shabbos. So again, both explain that the two ha'aras of the Aruch HaShulchan, the two problems that the Aruch HaShulchan raises, answer each other, right? The problem number one, the Aruch HaShulchan, that you're not allowed to be do bakashos on Shabbos, and problem number two, why would we add in Bezchus Tfilas Rav? So both the Divrei Torah and the Siddur Rashban both explain that one answers the other. It's just that the Divrei Torah suggests that one answers the other with the gears of Bezchus Tfilas Rav, that we're saying it derech limud, and that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. And that's why it's not a violation of Bakashos Rachim. And the way we indicate that we're saying it derech limud is by saying Bezchus Tfilas Rav. The Rashban says, no, that the correct gersa is Bezchus Tfilas Rabbim. And by highlighting that we're not asking for ourselves, but we're asking for the Rabbim, we're explaining why it's mutter to be Mevachish Tzrachim, because you're allowed to do Bakashos Rachim on behalf of the Rabbim, as long as it's not on behalf of an individual. Okay, have a wonderful day. This was a recording for the All Daf app, of the Halacha section of the All Daf app.